Millerville. The Millerville Flower Festival began humbly inside Christ Church in Millerville, where attendees would gather to appreciate the flowers, the history, the company and, of course, the tea and freshly baked scones. More than six decades later, the event has grown considerably and several changes have been made to accommodate the crowds it now attracts, although many traditions, like the location of the festival, have been maintained. Tents have been added to offer outdoor seating and the scones are now sourced from a bakery in Millerville rather than baked in-house. The 59th Annual Flower Festival is set for this Saturday and Sunday, July 15 and 16, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tea is only served on Saturday. The cost of the tea is $8 for adults and $4 for children under 6. The festival, organized every year by the Ladies Guild, has been a staple since 1962 at the historic Vertical Log Church on Highway 549, which is now 127 years old. An estimated 50 volunteers, who do everything from decorating the church to serving the tea, are involved in staging the festival. The beautiful architecture of the church, which draws people from around the world, represents a vast history. As generations go, history is forgotten, so it, the festival, is to reintroduce history to the people who are here and to bring interest to them as well, said Pauline Buckley, a member of the Ladies Guild. The church house will be beautifully decorated and fragrant with flowers. The cemetery will also be decorated, although attendees are welcome to bring arrangements for gravestones. If there is a grave that does not have flowers on it, we have cones that we put flowers in so that absolutely every grave has flowers on it. We make sure of that, said Buckley. The event is a fundraiser for the Guild, whose members then redirect the money to cover maintenance costs of the church and to charities like It Takes a Village, Teen Challenge and Days for Girls. It's a day out of the city to relax and enjoy the country, said Buckley. Donations of potted plants, floral arrangements or cut flowers to the festival can be brought to the church on Friday, July 14 as decorating will begin that afternoon.